Good old Mike, eh? Terrific news. This is a special souvenir program for those of you thwarted by holiday traffic jams and French air traffic controllers, plus those who struggled in from the Reading Festival. Two sessions tonight, a repeat of that from Magazine and one from Thin Lizzy from 1974, which we, by coincidence, played a couple of months ago, and which now becomes relevant again because it featured Gary Moore on guitar. Among the records, three from a new LP by Radio Stars, which has a great sleeve and some good tracks on it too. Also Bunny Wailer, Ultravox, Leighton Buzzards, the legendary Stardust Cowboy can be heard tonight, The Jam, there's a couple of Sex Pistols tracks and so on and so on. There's no point in telling you all of them, really. Going to start with a record for Alan of Maida Vale. He'll be sorely missed, Fluff. and that was specially requested by Alan Freeman, who, as I said earlier on, will be sorely missed. Motors, and that's Dancing the Night Away. Motors, one of the successes of the Reading Festival, I think. And the first from Thin Lizzy. This is a session recorded, incidentally, on the 4th of April, if April's the 4th month of 1974, and it's Only Money. Guitar. Those are Thin Lizzy from 1974. It's Only Money. A couple of tracks now from the Rosillos, from the album Can't Stand the Rosillos, starting with a number more traditionally associated with the Dave Clark Five. Probably don't remember the Dave Clark Five.
Be like
Into the next track, but I managed to get it out before it did. That's most unusual. Those are the Rosillos on Sire Records from the album Can't Stand the Rosillos, Glad All Over, and My Baby Does Good Sculptures. A couple of weeks ago, I played you the whole of the Spiral Scratch EP by the Buzzcocks, which has apparently become pretty much of a collector's item in the last year or so since it was issued and then withdrawn, of course, or sold out of the copies that they pressed. Here's the How magazine, Do Boredom, which most people regard as being the high point of the EP, and I think they're probably right.
I'm a journey. I'm trying to change the way.
more elegant, perhaps, but not quite as effective. I think those are Magazine, and that's Boredom. And here are Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan. The Best of Steeler's Wheel, that's from 1972, Stuck in the Middle with You. And the LP got a nice sleeve by Patrick again, too, as most of Steeler's Wheels and Jerry Rafferty's things did. Or do, did, I suppose. I had a very good Friday, in particular, at the Reading Festival. In fact, latterly, towards the end of the night, it became so good that I don't remember a great deal about it. The next day I was talking to someone, he said, I thought you were really impressive last night. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, the way you stood on stage there, all those cans bouncing off you, and just kept talking. And I have to admit that I couldn't even remember having stood on stage, let alone remember having cans bouncing off me. So, as you can tell, it was a good festival for me, in some ways, anyway. And again, we've all got our problems.
Ah!
Sex Pistols. Remember them? And that, of course, was Problems, as you probably gathered. And I, in addition to problems with being tired and emotional on the first day of the Reading Festival, I also had problems with other things like megalomaniac guitarists and also dodging missiles thrown by malcontents in the congregation. But on the Saturday and Sunday, I spent a great deal of time, far too long, trying to procure guest passes for two youths who style themselves the Third Cavisham Brownies. And naturally, they asked me to play a record for them in addition to everything else. And it's mainly for Martin Cooper, Big Wally, and Mike Eddy, Little Wally. This is not the record they asked for. That's neither here nor there. It is at least for the Third Cavisham Brownies. Clearly Susie and the Banshees, and if you don't know about that by now, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's Hong Kong Garden, of course, and hope that it goes whizzing up the charts this week. We're very pleased to see that. Three tracks from the second LP from Radio Stars, which is called Radio Stars Holiday Album, and has a great sleeve. It's got some good music, too, at least on side one. I've only got side one of it so far, I mean, because the early pressing is coming too hard, as I'm sure you know, and side one is all we've got. So the three tracks come from side one, pretty clearly, as indeed they must. But as I say, it's got a great sleeve, which has got a picture of them all sitting round and looking holiday-like with umbrellas and things around them, but at the mouth of the gaping hellhole that's Oxford Circus Tube Station, with lots of rather confused and hideous tourists peering at them. A good sleeve, as I say, and a good record. And this is their introductory piece.
Yeah. on top of the world. No matter what goes, you can all go alone. Too bad in Ireland, soon we'll all be gone. We'll all be strong, we'll have a winning and strong. With a man so great, we all belong.
Somebody's actually recorded a song about Baffin Island, because I can remember in geography lessons at school staring at its blank pinkness and wondering why it was there. Those are the Radio Stars and their new LP, which is on Chiswick, and the three songs, Radio Stars, Boy Meets Girl and Baffin Island, and the next one on the LP, so those are the first three tracks on side one, is called I've Got Them Old Sex and Change Blues Again Mama Part 1, and doubtless I shall play that for you too. Some interesting titles on the second side, which is a song I haven't heard. They do a version of Norwegian Wood, for example, and also a song called Rock and Roll for the Time Being. Anyway, this next tune, which is from Thin Lizzy, it's called Still in Love with You, is for Rosalind and Gerald, or Rosie and Jerry, as they're known in all the West End discos.
Your body starts to fold. should sit there crying. Soon you're gonna miss.
More at his most mellow and laid back. That's Thin Lizzy from 1974. Still in love with you, and here's something which isn't exactly quite as mellow as that.
Yeah.
Snuffy and Donna and a horde of just plain folks, and that's a Jamaican import and there's a version of Make a Truth on the Ranking label, preceded by the Jam with A Bomb in Water Street. A trifle disappointed with the Jam at Reading, actually, I was, but it's the first time I've seen them, so perhaps I was expecting too much from them. That's the trouble you see with working the hours I work, you just never get to go out and see bands. Such is life. I love you, you big dummy. These are Magazine. Good voices here, please. We leave that sort of thing to the commercial stations. Those are Magazine. The Magazine meet Captain Beefheart on I Love You, You Big Dummy. And since it's a bank holiday, John Walter thought it'd be appropriate to program this, a favourite record from a couple of years ago, the legendary Stardust Cowboy. How well I remember.
Make fun of yourself, girl, yeah.
Been pretty strongly influenced by Shostakovich myself. That's the legendary Stardust Cowboy, and what a collector's item that is. And it's paralyzed, as you probably gathered. And nice to hear it again, I must say. This next record did time with me at the Reading Festival and suffered as well as I did. It seems to be covered in foodstuffs, but nevertheless, I shall play it for you. It's the new single from Dr. Feelgood.
Down to the dark zone.
particularly partial to the bit where they bellow eight bars of piano, which is followed by a complete absence of piano. That's a new single from Dr. Feelgood. It's called Down at the Doctor's, and very good it is too. You're probably rather impressed by the fact that it's now something like 6 minutes past 11, and I still haven't made any reference to Liverpool's crushing defeat of Manchester City on Saturday. I did this out of respect to any of my listeners who may be Manchester City supporters, and I know from abusive letters that I've received in the past that some of you are. I'll only say that I liked best the summary of one of the Sunday papers on the day's football, which just started with who's going to be second. I thought that was particularly appropriate. Here's a little piece. George's solo LP, which grows closer, I understand, although I have no idea when it is going to be issued. A couple more now from Gary Moore on guitar, Brian Downey on drums, and Phil Linnett on bass. This is Little Darling.
Yeah.
two from Thin Lizzy from 1974. And those of you unfamiliar with the latter work who thought you heard a rude word, what you actually heard was the Irish word for "Do you come here often? Do you like the band?" This is Bunny Wailer.
Thank you.
Armageddon, sort of, in its original form on the LP Black Half Man, and now on the Solomonic label on an album called Dub Disco Volume 1. Well, it's actually Dub Disco without the I in it. Not quite sure why, and that's Bunny Wailer, of course, which brings us to The Clash.
Yeah.
All right, then where is that album? That's what I want to know. I mean, an album that takes a year to make is going to be a muddled album, in my view. The Clash, and that's Blind Man and Hammersmith Palais. And, well, as far as I was concerned, the audience at the Reading Festival this year, rather less jolly than at previous years, somber even at times. And this obviously can be attributed to me, up to a certain extent, because part of my job is to get everybody in a jolly mood and keep them happy and so forth. And they responded with, only politely, I think, to a set by the Albion Dance Band, Ashley Hutchings and various friends, including the excellent June Tabor, who I was very pleased to see. In fact, at one stage, after the set, I saw her charging into the beer tent, shouting, "I must find John." So I rushed after her, thinking that she meant me, and... Well, she didn't. Well, that's life, I suppose. What a philosopher, eh? June Taber is not on that record at all. Ashley Hutchings, and that's from the album Kicking Up the Sawdust. There's a Freudian slip. Kicking Up the Sawdust on Harvest and That's La Risse, a combination of things with the prominent tune being Bluebell Polka. And John Walters, who knows about all of these things, who can remember that far back, phoned up to tell me that Jimmy Shan had a hit with that in 1955, and it got up to number 20. Actually, he was looking at Paul Gambaccini's book whilst in the smallest room. Perhaps I shouldn't tell you things like that. Here's a magazine and a version of the track which I consider to be the finest on their debut LP, Boyst.
Oh,
magazine, and that's how Devoto's composition burst. This next one is for, well, it's for Jerry Floyd and Ian Fleming, who shared the chores with me at the Reading Festival, playing records and so forth and getting pelted with refuse. It's also for Ear and Some Baby, who I just was reminded I was supposed to play a record for. And it's also for the people who wrote a request on the back of my hand, forgetting, of course, that, like most people, I wash from time to time, and it's been washed off. There were one or two traces of it left, but not enough for me to remember what their names were. Perhaps they were called Gary and Keith. Who knows? If they weren't, it'll do. These are the Sex Pistols and 17. To Boss, the Sex Pistols, and Clark Kent. Intended to play at all, but perfectly jolly, I think. That's Clark Kent from his maxi single on A&M, and that was actually Thrills, where it should have been Don't Care, but it doesn't matter a lot, I think. Thin Lizzy, and this is the last from this 1974 session, a version of Black Boys on the Corner.
Hey man, what you do? I'll take our balls down the corner.
Last from Thin Lizzy, Phil Linnett's composition, spelt with two T's, Brown, not one, and Black Boys on the Corner, the title of it. These are the Leighton Buzzards, bless them, who you may recall did an excellent session for us recently. This is their single on Small Wonder Records, 19 and Mad.
I'm a teenager mutant, I rise in hell.
There's another Leighton Buzzard, and that's 19 and Mad on Small Wonder Records. From the new LP by Ultravox, which is called Systems of Romance, this is, where is this? This is Maximum Acceleration. Hear a good whistler, doesn't one? Don't mind telling me it's not whistling if it isn't, because I don't really care. Those are Ultravox on Island Records, the album Systems of Romance, and that was Maximum Acceleration, the last from Magazine.
Thank you.
And that's the last from them tonight. Give me everything, the title of it, and we end the programme with the appropriately entitled Down the Road. Something like that, anyway. Not entirely suitable under the circumstances. Poet in the Roots ending tonight's programme from the LP Dread Beat and Blood, to get it exactly right. That's on the Frontline label. That's called Down the Road, which is where I'm going to go. How romantic, what a wonderful life it is, hey, we rock and roll gypsies. Tonight you heard Magazine and Thin Lizzy, tomorrow night's pop group and the Radio 1 debut of Prague Vec. I hope you listen to the programme, and thanks for listening to this one, if you have been doing so. Good night.